This is 88.9 FM. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. FEMA has announced it will extend the deadline to apply for disaster aid in the wake of Hurricane Irma to November 24th. The Small Business Administration may or may not follow that lead. For now, its deadline is November 9th. Officials say it's important to apply because you won't be able to after the deadline. We're joined now by Karen Knapik. She's a public affairs specialist with the U.S. Small Business Administration Disaster Assistance. Now, there are lots of ways that the Small Business Administration can help that many people may not expect.
Well, we offer, for homeowners and renters, we offer rates as low as 1.75. They are low-interest loans, so you have to demonstrate the ability to pay it back. But we're going to work with you to make the payments affordable and something that you can do. What people often understand is that FEMA, it does a great job providing short-term temporary assistance. They can do minor repairs, and they'll help you with things like that. But when you need something serious, or perhaps there's something that FEMA doesn't cover, like fences or additional outbuildings, we are the ones to help with that, to help with more major construction. So what if you lost a vehicle? We can help you with that as well. Most folks will get that 1.75 rate for homeowners up to $200,000 and for renters up to $40,000 to replace their personal property.
I've been speaking with some people, and the hurricane deductible on insurance policies is higher than your regular deductible. And some people, I mean, you mentioned some large numbers that people can get loans up to that amount, but what if they just need something smaller, like a couple $1,000s?
Yeah, boy, that sure is a great need out here. And I would take that would be a majority of a lot of the homeowners are reaching out to us. But because we're not in the business of providing a small interest, small personal loans, the way we do it is you apply to us and we're going to provide you a loan for the entire amount of repairs you need. And then when you work out with insurance later on, that insurance pays us off. And then the balance is the unmet needs. It's a combination of the gap of what insurance didn't pay or your deductible and your deductible. And so that's the way we can compensate and we can help you do that. We're going to give you a loan for the entire amount. Insurance pays us off and the balance is left at our 1.75 rates, which are pretty darn good.
Well, people can certainly go online or call you and get their questions answered. But if they do have a doubt, it is important to go ahead and register or apply because that deadline is coming up.
Deadline is November 9th, and yes, here's what we'd like them to know. Two reasons to apply. One, we're willing to put the loan on hold for you for months after the period to give you a time to decide exactly how you want to recover. You may not need our money, but we want to make sure that you're in there, and if we approve it, just ask us to put it on hold. So if you don't need us, no harm, no foul. It doesn't cost anything to apply, and it doesn't hit your credit. It just takes a little bit of your time to do the application. But the other reason to apply is if there is one final grant opportunity available from FEMA to those who go through the assessment process with SBA that we cannot help. So at that point, if we have to decline you for any reason, we're going to forward your name back to FEMA immediately for one final grant consideration. And at that stage, most folks receive that final grant. You would not otherwise have been considered for had you not gone through the SBA process.
We'll have a link on our website to where you can apply for assistance online. We'll have the toll-free number that you can call as well. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.